Carl, thanks very much for joining us here this afternoon. Very cold out there. For the first time, I think this season, you guys have been trained on the artificial pitch as opposed to opposite there. What was that like?
Well, obviously it's nice and firm, no mud, so it, you know, allows the boys to create a bit more tempo into the game. Obviously on the grass it's a bit muddy, a bit wet, so you know, obviously it's more enjoyable as well to play on the 3G.
Yeah. Now, before we look back at what happened last week and look ahead to a crucial game for Quinns this weekend in the European Rugby Cup, congratulations on signing a contract.
Thank you very much.
You signed now, I think, to the end of 2016?
17, that's correct, yeah.
Any problems about that? Was it in your mind, the back of your mind?
No, not really. I've been at this club for 6 years now. I love the style of rugby we play. Obviously, we've been very successful since I've been here. And, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer for me. You know, they offered me another 2 years and, you know, I couldn't bite their hand off quick enough to take it, and look forward to another good 2 years to come.
What is so special about this club, Cole?
I think it's just the culture. You know, the boys all want to play a great brand of rugby that everybody wants to watch. That's the kind of rugby I like to play, and, it's great to be part of it.
You say you've been here quite a while. You've grown up with players, haven't you, as well?
I have, yeah.
More than anything else. Scrum half is your position, isn't it?
That's correct,
so, yeah. What's it like having a guy like your other fellow scrum halfer?
Which one are you referring to? I don't know which scrum half you're referring to. Are you referring to Danny Kerr?
Danny Kerr, the one who plays for England, yeah.
You know, it's great. You know, Danny, I believe, you know, when he's in form, he's one of the best nines in Europe, not if in the world. And you know, he couldn't be going away with England, and I wish him the best of luck with that. And it's great to have him at this club. You know, he's a fantastic player and a fantastic bloke, and you know, it's great to have him there to, you know, help learn off. Hopefully he can learn off a few things off me, and we help each other out. So it's great to have him here, and I hope he has a great Six Nations.
Yeah, I was going to say, fingers crossed for that. Obviously, not just Danny, but there's going to be, I think, quite a few of Quinns players will be knocking on Stuart Lancaster's door.
Yeah, there'll be quite a few. Obviously, the normal Chris Robshaw, Marla, who else is there? Marland.
Mike Brown,
yeah. You know, and there's other guys there. Nick Easter has been the great age of 36 is still knocking on that door, and obviously a few of the guys will be looking to push into the Saxons as well, like William Collier, Sinclair, people like that, and I'm sure a few others will be looking to make a mark in the Saxons game.
This club have got a terrific habit of bringing players through from the academy, haven't they, Cole, by far?
Yeah, I mean, the academy setup is great. They bring guys through every year, and you know, it just shows what we've done with guys like, obviously, Charlie Walker now, Chisholm, Luke Wallace. You know, these guys have all come through the academy, and we're bringing guys through still at this rate, and hopefully in the future, you know, they'll step up and make the first team.
Just quickly go back to last week.
Yep.
Disappointing result against Wasps. It was one of those games, I think, Cole, wasn't it, really, as a watcher, where Quinns really, possession-wise, really dominated, but just didn't get anything from the game.
Yeah, I mean, we had all the possession. We played all the rugby. We gifted them kind of two tries. And then to go to 17-0 down, sort of after you've played all the rugby, obviously, you know, isn't the best. But, you know, we carried on playing. And it's tough to come back in a game, you know, against anybody, you know, in the league. To come back against someone like that, 17 points down, is tough. But we never gave up, and we kept on going. And, you know, ultimately, it didn't work out, but you know, luckily we've got this weekend to redeem ourselves, and there's still a chance to qualify for Europe.
There is still a chance, as you say quite rightly. I suppose theoretically, first of all, you've got to go to Castellers and win.
That's correct.
You've then got to get a bonus point as well. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're not really focusing on bonus points at the moment. It's just more, we've got to go over there and do a job, and ultimately, regardless of what happens, we've got to get the win. So, you know, we've got to go over and do that, and you know, it's kind of, it comes down to knockout rugby now. So you know, we've thrived in the past on that, and you know, we have no idea what type of team they're going to put out over there, but no matter what, we've got to go over there, play our style of rugby, and hopefully that's enough to win the game.